Blog Talk Radio.
Better.
Man, life gets better. Praise God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastor, Apostle, in the name of Jesus, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, the prophets, deacons, to the mothers, intercessors, youth, to the men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, and Laos, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the mud and the miry clay on this morning. Oh, yes, he did. See, it was God this morning that touched you with his finger of love, woke you up, clothed you in your right mind. And as you look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on today. So come, let us bow down before the throne of God and give him the praise, the honor, and the glory in prayer in Jesus' name. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
Yeah.
Good morning, Mother Jackson.
Morning, Pastor.
Amen.
My Heavenly Father, give me the honor who's truly the head of my life. I come, God, this morning. We come to the throne of thanksgiving. One, oh God, we thank you just for another day's journey, God. Thank you for this day, God, that we've never seen before. We thank you for breathing on us this morning, God, allowing us to rise one more. Rising in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God, that we begin to, when you breathe on us, we begin to rise and begin to praise your holy name, God, because we realize you're worthy to be praised. First of all, I'd like to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to you, Pastor Smith, and Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to Pastor Temple, and First Lady Temple, and everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, we just thank you, God, because we realize, God, you didn't have to breathe on us this morning, God. But we thank you for giving us another opportunity of life, God, getting our house in order in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up our companions this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continually, God, to work on them, God, continue to make the men and the women, God, in you, God. Make us stronger in you, God. Women and men, sound that walk strong and boldly in you, God, that don't bow down for anything but you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God, because we realize, God, we can't do nothing without you. But we know one thing, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. So this morning, God, we pray, God, that you set the atmosphere, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you come in and have your mighty way, God. We thank you this morning for your peace that abide in us, God. We thank you for your strength today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you that you are what you, who are you are, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for keeping us out last night and to this point of time, God. We thank you for shielding and protecting us, God. We thank you for your traveling mercy, God. We lift up our youth once more, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you constantly shield and protect them, God. Going in the coming, God, even in our home, God. Set your angels before them, heavenly angels, God, that they'll constantly watch over them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue, God, to just fulfill their needs in you, God. Continue to save, deliver, and set the captive free, God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit at a young age, God, that they can go to other youth, God, and tell them all about you, how you have kept them, how you taught them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning for raising them up to be young, holy women in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up the sick and shed in everywhere, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we say, by your stripes we are healed, God. And we're constantly standing on your word like never before, huh? Even when we're going through, God, we'll still stand on your word, God. It is written, God. Yes, it is. Your word is sufficient, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up the sick and shed in everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, somebody this morning, God, is laying on, convicted on that bed. They can't move, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, we pray, God, that you touch like never before, God. Touch our minds, God. Be that mind regulator for us, God, that our mind constantly stay on you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, to church somebody's mind that's constantly going 20, 50, and 60 miles an hour, God. Oh, God, but give them a still mind on you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you go into the hospitals, God, the old folks home, Jesus. We ask that you go into the high-rise, God. Oh, God, fill their needs, God. Make a way out of no way, God. God, we only know that you are the Maymaker in the name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning we lift every marriage couple up once again, God. Oh, God, make us so tight in the in you, God, that nothing can't come through, God. Let us constantly pray together. Lift one another up, in the name of this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this morning that you begin to shake us like never before, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, we cry out, God, have mercy upon our souls this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continually order our footsteps, God. Oh, God, teach us to be obedient, and to you and to our man-made service, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us begin to yield completely to you, God, and say yes to you, we are. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, this morning, God. We say hallelujah, glory be to God this morning, God. We thank you, God, that's for the little, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, teach us, God, to be grateful to all things, God, even for the little that we have, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the food that you have placed on our table, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the bills that you have paid for us, God. So we say thank you, God. Oh, God, don't let us forget about someone in the boat. It's in need this morning, God. Let us constantly pray for somebody else, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, Sunday. Oh, God, let us constantly pray, God. Let us cry out, a trumpet that will shake that city, God. Let us cry out like never before, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up the nation to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we realize God, God, this nation needs you more and more, God, like never before. Oh, God in heaven, God, we realize, God, that we say that we don't need you, but we really need you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize it's a foolish person, God, that say that they don't need you. I don't know, God. God, they do, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We ask that you touch them, God. Touch their mind and heart, God. Turn their minds around in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we cry out for the backside of this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, bring them back to the fold in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, head of Moshe, God. We thank you for your peace that has abide. In the name of Jesus, take hold of Moshe, God. We thank you this morning. We thank you, God. We'll give you the glory and the praises. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Somebody ought to begin to praise you. Somebody out of the Moshe begin to lift their hands up and say, God, I thank you. I thank you this morning for your daily bread. God, you didn't have to do it, but since you did, God, I'll say thank you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we cry out, God. In the Moshe, God. Oh, God, we yield, we yield, we yield. Oh, God. Oh, thank you for your word, God. We realize that your word is sufficient, God. This morning, God, we ask that you constantly wash us, God. Make us stretch us, God. Let it all say, God, like never before, God. Let us cry out this morning. Cry out whatever you need. God, get it all say, God. He has it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, that we love our companions, God. Oh, God, but you come first. Oh, God, let us begin to rise in the morning, God. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, let us begin to just thank you for all things. Let us begin to glorify your name, because you're worthy to be praised, God, like never before, God. We ask that you continually keep the men and women of God sitting up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. Let them cry out the truth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, some of us, he called Moshe, the truth hurt us, but we know the truth is good for us, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out this morning, I don't know about Sunday. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know how about y'all, what time, how y'all feel this morning, Moshe. I just thank God that he gave me another opportunity, Moshe, to call out the name of Jesus this morning. I thank God that he gave me another opportunity, God, little Moshe, to know his God all by himself. I thank you, little Moshe, God, I thank you this morning that I can call out your name, God. Oh, little Moshe, I thank you, Lord, for taking care of me, God. I thank you, God, for shielding me and protecting me, God. In the name of Jesus, I don't know, Moshe, God, I thank you for taking me out the pits of hell. I don't know, Moshe, I can say thank you from the depths of my heart this morning, little Moshe, God. I thank you, God, for your strength, God, that you've given me day by day. I can't see about tomorrow because I realize tomorrow is not promised to me. But today is the Lord. Well, I can tell somebody Jesus is living. Jesus is well. He's a healer. He's a keeper. He's a mind regulator. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. We thank you this morning for being in that change breaker, God, in the most sadness of our heart. We thank you this morning, God, because we realize, God, we're nothing without you, he could most sadness of our heart. Oh, God, let me boast in you, God. Let me boast in you, the most he could about sadness. This morning, God, we pray, God, that you touch our minds, God. Touch somebody hard, God. Hey, glory be to God this morning. I don't know, send that on. I lift them up to you, God. I don't know, say, God, somebody sent a mess this morning. Oh, I let me tell you if you're in a mess. I know somebody that can clean you up. Just begin to call on the name of Jesus. I don't care, none of us. He'll clean your mind up. Your thoughts up. He'll clean your heart up. I don't know, say, even your wow, he'll do it for you. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. It's nothing too hard for God to do this morning. In the name of Jesus, just get all by yourself. Go into a room and begin to kneel down and call on the name of Jesus. If you can't kneel, just sit somewhere and just call on the name of Jesus. It is power in the name of Jesus. It is power. know in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. I know it is for the most time now. I'm not there saying it because I didn't know it for myself. If I didn't know it, I wouldn't say it. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, God, this morning. I don't know about saying, bringing me out of danger. Things that I can't even see how. Oh, but you did it for me, God. Hey, glory be to God. I thank you this morning, Hallelujah. Say, when death was in the house of the room, oh, you came through for me, Hallelujah. Say, and may no death be still. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Some of us, Hallelujah. Stand up, out stuck and outside. We need to begin to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I say, Hallelujah. Say, oh, God, straighten them up, God. Shake them, God, this morning. Shake them, God, to let them know how that you're still in control. There's nothing too hard that you won't do. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning. I don't want to shake, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, this morning, God, I don't shake, God, that somebody's ears begin to pop, that they'll hear your voice, and they'll know it's you. He go by standard this morning, God. I pray this morning that blind eyes begin to open, that they can see how to watch standard on Sunday. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, how we glorify your name, God. Oh, God, give the people traveling mercy this morning to work to and for the work in the highways and the byways. Keep them safe in the name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Moshe, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, he called the Moshe. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, oh, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Touch
thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Soon minds right now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God. Already here. Reach up and take it. Reach up and get what the Lord has for you this morning. Internationally, nationally, and locally right now. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way in this prayer right now. This prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God, move right now. And we give you thanks. We give you praise for this corporate prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So have your way on today.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We
thank you, Lord, for our mother.
Yes,
and we thank
Lord.
You for that prayer for using the Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Holy
Lord,
Spirit,
Jesus.
We feel you right now.
Oh,
your presence right now is with us.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Right
yes,
now.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
So have your way. Have
yes,
your way.
Lord. Yes.
Right now. Sweet Spirit of the living God. Touch every man. Touch every heart. Touch every thought process on today.
Yes, Lord.
In the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Have
Jesus.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord
of
Jesus.
Living
somebody. Yes, Lord.
Somebody else.
Hey, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. That's right now.
Yes, Lord.
In the morning.
Yes, yes,
right.
Yes, Lord.
Right.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Lord
Jesus.
Right now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you.
Yes.
We praise you.
Yes, we do, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Lord Jesus,
Lord.
Have
yes.
Your
yes, Lord.
Today upon your people. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Jesus
thank
name,
God.
Lord. Thank
glory.
You, Lord.
Oh, Mother, that was, glory. That prayer, I knew it had to come down from heaven. Oh, glory. The anointing hour. Ah, glory.
God of the bullshit, Jesus.
My man. Glory. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Yoroboshanda, Yoroboshanda.
Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Lord.
God, Yoroboshanda, God. Thank you. Thank you,
well,
Lord.
Well, we got to move on now. Praise God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And at this
Jesus.
Time, praise God, we're going to bring on our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer, to
Amen.
Break the bread of life with us.
Amen.
God bless,
God
you,
bless you all this morning. God bless each and every one of you.
Yes.
I know many of you just excited about what God is getting ready to do and where God is getting ready to take you. I wonder, my God, are you getting lackadaisy? Amen. And if you are, I pray that the Holy Ghost going to come in and make an arrest on you in your life. Even though things
Amen.
May be shaking, even though things may be looking rough, it's because you just got there to the greatest threshold in your life. You just about there at the greatest miracle, at your greatest blessing. You just about there where you finna burst open, my God, through the atmosphere of the kingdom of heaven, and you finna get ready to see your greatest healing, your greatest miracle, the greatest thing that God has for you. I declare and decree this morning that you will not get weary, you will not get tired, you will not get to the place to where you don't want to feel like you pressing, but you're going to continue to command your morning. You're going to continue to call on things that be no doubt that is worth. You're going to continue to speak, my God, life into your situation, life into your health, life into your body. You're going to continue, my God Almighty, prophesizing to your finances, prophesizing to everything around you, because you don't came out of that season where the enemy was bringing an attack on you to where you didn't know which way to go, which way to turn, which move to do. You don't came out of that city. You don't came out of that season, because now you don't see, my God Almighty, that the enemy is under your foot. You don't see that the enemy should have killed you. He should have took you out, but the enemy could not do it. He will not do it. So therefore, children of Zion, peoples of God, it's time for you to go ahead and take the offer rightful place. And I dare you this morning, you just continue to command what is God finna do for you in your life. Command your healing in the name of Jesus. Command your victory in the name of Jesus. You command your peace in the name of Jesus. Speak forth your blessing in the name of Jesus, because God has a miracle this month with your name on him. Do not get weary in well doing. God have your healing, my God, with your name on him. God has your blessing with your name on him. It's not what it seems to be. It's not what it looks like. It's not what you think it is. My God Almighty, as the Holy Ghost begins to say Sunday, because you are in a different place. You are in a new place. You got a stronger prayer life. You got a stronger fasting life. You worship God like you never worshiped him before. So therefore, whatever come in your life, it's not what it seems to be. It's not what it is. God gave you power to speak in every situation is in your life. Is anybody feel, my God, that we begin to speak the resurrection power that is inside of you? Command your life to come up. Command your health to come up. Command your prayer life to come up. You will not go backwards. Going backwards in them days is over. I declare and I decree that anything that's trying to pull you backwards, you're going to begin to put a sword to it in the name of Jesus. Your backward days is over. Going to the side
Man.
Is over. Looking behind you is over. You're going to begin to look towards the hill, which coming your help, and your help is coming for the Lord. You will not, my God Almighty, sit on ice in the spirit no more. You will stay hot. Your clothes will stay hot. The Holy Ghost in you will stay hot In the name of Jesus, I command in the Holy Ghost that the Holy Ghost begin to burn you like never before. Burn everything that is trying to contaminate your mind. Burn every affection thought. Burn every political mindset. Burn everything that is not of God. Because God called you to go forward in this season, and you will not see another season going backwards. In the name of the Holy Ghost, you shall walk and not be weary. In the Holy Ghost, you shall not look behind. In the Holy Ghost, you will not get frustrated, because it seems though your wholeness of your healing, it has not showed up yet. It has not manifested yet. You will not get frustrated on things that God untold you and released into your life. You shall hold on to the word of the Lord, as the scripture says, remind him of his word. You shall remind God what he said to you in your life. He told you you was healed. He told you you was prosperous. He told you you are delivered. He told you you are set free, and it shall be done. Somebody this morning need to give God a praise. Somebody this morning need to give God a shout, because the devil is the only one that's a liar. The devil is the only one, my God Almighty, that is mad this morning, because who the Son said free is free indeed. And the last time I seen you in your situation, you are free. The last time, my God Almighty, you're going to see yourself in the situation that you once were in. The last time is the last time you looked in a mirror. Now, this time in this season, you are free. You are free. Open your mouth, sing some hope, and give God a praise for your freedom. My freedom is not to represent or what it looks like or what I might be in. My freedom is a set of mindset. And when my mind is free, it's a matter of time when my body is free. You are to hear me this morning. You are free in the Holy Ghost. Demand your authority and rights. Demand your healing. Don't let the enemy try to wear you out. You have the enemy out. I pray in the Holy Ghost that God will lead your anointing over your life, over your home, over your self, over your mind, that you're going to wear the enemy out. The enemy is going to hate, my God, the day when they came up and trying to mess with your health. Mess with your finances, a mess with you, because you're going to wear them out, because the scripture says the race ain't given to the swift of the soul, but he that endured to the end. That's an anointing that will wear the devil out. You got to endure anointing. That's why you keep going to God. You got to endure anointing. That's why you can't give up. You got to endure anointing. That's why you cannot stay, my God, with the heat of the Holy Ghost being dim in your life. You got to endure an anointing, my God. This morning, you're going to endure. Your home going to endure. Your family going to endure. My God, everything that God told you is going to endure. Somebody needs to speak to themselves this morning and say, I am endure. And because I'm able to endure, I am more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, I shall conquer in this season. I will conquer in this season. Anything that I once was going through, my sickness is all news because I don't conquer it. My lack of finances is all news because I don't conquer it. My God, I'm my dysfunctional relationship. It's all news because I don't conquer it. Oh, you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. My God, I'm I'm in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost stirred many of you up. Stirred your souls back up. Put you back on fire like never before. I declare and decree that you ain't going down. We push you in the Holy Ghost. We push you in the Holy Ghost. Because God got a work. God got a job.
Glory.
God got something with your name on it.
Yes,
Lord. In hell, he ain't gonna stop.
Yes,
Jesus, you cannot get your package. You're gonna get your package.
Ooh,
the thief that tried to come on your doorstep and take your package with the Holy Ghost UPS and the Holy Ghost God ass gonna deliver it at your doorstep. We need to stop in our race. And steal what God will release in your life. We need to go on and angels on every doorpost in our life. We will not come and steal. You shall go forth. I see you in the Holy Ghost. I see you in the Spirit of the living God. You give God all
praise.
Somebody need to tell themselves, I might be in a little trouble right now, but it's all good. I might be going through a little something right now, but it's all good. My head might be rocking, my body might be rocking, but it's all good. And if I stand in the Holy Ghost, God's gonna feed me through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Oh, yes. I'm waiting on my Holy Ghost UPS package. My finances might be still acting funny, but it's all good. When I call customer service says all is ready. Customer service of the Holy Ghost says all is ready. My God, my God, it's all good what it is right now, because I know when I'm a shout out to what it is not my game. What
my
it
God.
Is
hey,
not in for me. What I'm going and where you're going is what God has for you. Somebody need to give him a praise this morning. You give him a praise. The Holy Ghost stirs you up. The Holy Ghost stirs you up in the name of Jesus. Give him a praise. It's all good. It's all good. Show what the doctor sees something else. Tell the doctor it's all good. So what they want to do a procedure on you, tell them it's all good. Don't get disturbed. That might be God's way that he want to heal you. That might be his way that he want to pull it out of you. Tell them it's all good, because when I'm a son of God and I'm in God, my God Almighty, everything that is in God going to be made whole. Everything that is in God is going to be all right. Can I tell somebody this morning that it's all good? All good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you might have some news on the other day, but you need to tell that news, my God, how big your God is. Don't tell that news what is the situation, but tell that news it's all good. Because my God is bigger, my God is stronger, my God is wiser, and if God don't love this to come in me, you gotta believe he got the power. It's all good.
It's
all good.
Yes,
Before UPS or the Holy Ghost send you or release the package to you.
because he don't want you to be in a place to receive your package. Because if the UPS knock on your door and the package is private and it needs to be signed by the owner, the UPS is not going to leave the package at the door. Somebody got to come to the door and answer the door. And when you answer the door, they're going to ask you for your name. And when you say, yes, I am, he, can you sign this packet? See, God is trying to get many of you to get ready to sign your package. But the enemy don't want you home. But how many of you know that the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him? My home is in God, and in God shall I stay, in God shall I live, in God shall my God Almighty shall I be in. So the enemy begins to work on you. He begins to do different things. He begins to cause different things. He begins to call what I understand now is distraction. He begins to bring situation, but the situation is just a distraction. Distraction for what? Distraction for you receiving what he has for you. And at the end of the day, he don't want you to make a sound, because he understands when you make a sound, my God, walls coming down. When you make a sound, the enemy will have no more protection. But can I help you and prepare you so you can get ready for the greatest explosion in your life? My God Almighty, you begin to make a sound regardless of what's going on in your life right now. You begin to make a sound. You don't wait till the package come. You begin to confess that your God is a healer. Don't wait till the package come. You begin to prophesy that my God is not going to release my prosperity. It is here now. Everything that I asked for, call, it is here now. I'm not going to wait, my God, till the battle is over. I'm going to give God a shout right now. And some of you, you need to stop waiting till the battle is over to see that you're going to win before you give God a shout. Baby, let me tell you something. When you got God on your side, you already win. So you may be ready to give God a shout. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Give him a shout. Now, hallelujah. The last thing I want to share you this. I want to give you this. Let me give you, my God, a warfare strategy. We got to understand how to clean up, my God, using disinfectant spray behind the virus. Y'all about to hear me. We got to understand how to clean up the disinfectant behind the virus. You could get healed. You could get delivered. You could get all this stuff. But if we don't clean up the what causing the virus or causing the virus to linger around, in other words, you need to get your Holy Ghost Lysol and begin to spray on everything. Because, my God, the flu is catchy. The cold is catchy. We got different germs that is catchy. Amen. You probably don't wash your hand properly. You could catch it. By shaking somebody else's hand, somebody coughing, somebody sneezing, you can catch it. Amen. Now, it's so potent right now when somebody begins to cough and release it in the air and you walk away from it, my God, it can stain right there in that spot and you can walk right in it and catch it. So the enemy, my God, begin to launch out their strategy on the saints, because the enemy said they worried about me, but they ain't worried about the other things that I got in the plate. So the enemy want to set a plan out for you. So in other words, what the enemy said, I might not can come at you this way, and I'm going to let you get healed, I'm going to let you get delivered, but I'm going to cause you to go right back in the same situation where you come from. So in other words, he said, I'm going to leave people around you that is contaminated. I'm going to leave some germs around you. But how many of you know that the Holy Ghost will consume everything that is not like God? So therefore, my last prayer of this morning, I just step to the side and declare and decree in the name of Jesus, everything that has been affected in your life, everything that will release in your life, watch this, the Holy Ghost just quit me, quicken me. See, everything that the people said, this is the same that we say, everything that the enemy stole from me, my God, I'm going to take it back. I'm going to take everything back for the enemy stole from me. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but what is a problem? You got to understand, the enemy is a virus. If you take it back without my God, making sure it's sterilized, making sure, my God, every germ goes for what the enemy gonna hear me. So therefore, when I take my peace back, I'm gonna make sure my peace is sterilized. I'm gonna make sure my peace got some disinfectant on it. Y'all gotta hear me in the Holy Ghost. And before I receive it, many of us been receiving contaminated, my God, things in the spirit. So therefore I pray in the Holy Ghost, everything that God has for me, everything that is set for us, that the Holy Ghost will sterilize, my God, our walk, kill every germ, kill everything that is trying to bring a virus in our life, to cause us to go back around the same circle, the same mountain, in the name of Jesus. Every contamination, everything, even the contaminated area, God, we are moving in the name of Jesus to release the life of the Holy Ghost to disinfect anything that is not like you. Somebody need to give God a shout of glory this morning. It is so, it will be so, and it is yours. It is yours. It is yours.
Thank you.
Only take back, but make sure it's sterilized. Make sure, my God Almighty, it done been sanitized. Make sure it been disaffected. Everything that you begin to walk, make sure, my God, the blessing that you receive and things, make sure it is sterilized. Because the enemy want to use in this season. He want to use in this season, my God, things that will bring the cause in your life. Things that will bring the cause in your life. And they got prevention stuff. What is the prevention stuff? They tell you, say, listen, every time you use the bathroom, you shake somebody's hand, make sure you have sanitized lotion, or you wash your hands. My God.
Amen.
Well, my God. Antibiotic soap. Y'all hear me? So we got to do that the same thing in our spirit. Make sure we're keeping our hands clean. Make sure we're keeping, y'all about to hear me this morning. Making sure we're keeping our breath. My God. Making sure we're keeping our spiritual clean. What are you saying, Pastor? So I won't get contaminated. I got to make sure my conversation is clean. I got to make sure, my God, my motives is clean. I got to make sure that I'm walking with God and I'm not walking with the adversary that's going to bring on and leave myself open to get a virus or get something that is not of God. I got to make sure I'm clean because I'm going to get ready to have an explosive finish. God bless you all this morning. Last but not least, if you're not registered to vote, make sure you are registered to vote. Today is the last day. God bless you all. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, praise God.
Amen.
Talking about decontamination in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You must do. It's a must thing. Each
yes, it
and
is.
Every day. Amen. What
Amen.
A prophetic word. What a prophetic word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Apostle, for that word.
Amen.
Relevant for this time and this season and this day. Relevant. And you all out there, saints of God, take heed. Take that word, that prophetic word, and
Amen.
Utilize for the glory and the goodness of Almighty God.
Amen.
And one other thing. Amen. We got another storm coming. Amen. Pray. Pray and pray.
Amen.
That God will sustain and preserve life and give wisdom through all things in this time and season. Come on back tomorrow morning. Well, the Lord would meet us here, and we can break the bread of life. Until then, you have a God-blessed day in the Lord.
Amen.
Show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. secret place. Show me your face.